How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, and I'm sorry, I am late to this recording.
Well,
which
I mean,
the listener might not know.
They won't know that.
I know, but they should know.
What happened? I feel like the book is in its final throes.
I'm just doing some last drafts on the book, which is really fun, but then like I look at some bits and I go, well, I want it to be funny, but then sometimes like I'm talking about in the chapter I've been looking at today, I talk about going to New York as a sort of 18-year-old. I saved up and went to New York on my own and then tried to go to a gay bar on my own. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody else will relate to it. I hope they do, but just sort of that kind of...
But I think people will relate to it, but also will want to hear a story that's maybe different to their own.
Yeah, maybe if they don't relate to it, then they can... Yeah, that's
enjoy
true.
It in a different way.
That's true, isn't it? That's true.
I feel like you've been quite snowed under this week.
Well, just, I think like anything... the last sort of stages always feel like they come
really stressful. Kind of
like, yeah, I mean, in a sort of in a positive way, in a creative way.
Yeah,
you know, at the beginning, it's all like so kind of easygoing. Email it in. It's also easygoing, like oh, loads of time, everything's fine.
And yeah, then
suddenly it's now, which is it's good for me because it means I don't waste time. I just get on with it.
That is good. That is good. But
like, did you find that with Edinburgh it would be like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know, I get so nervous about writing a show for Edinburgh that usually it's sort of ready.
Oh, that's very good.
But, oh, I don't know, but our agent Flo might be listening and going, no, it's not.
No. Is it that thing of going, like, at the time, like, oh my goodness, this is very, I want to get this so right, I want to get this perfect.
Yeah.
And the pressure of that is so intense, but actually as soon as it's done, we go, oh yes, it's done now, yes.
And you also go like, oh, that was really fun, actually. I had a really great process.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
That.
Well, I think at the beginning, it's all loosey-goosey and like, oh, everything's
fine. Who's loosey-goosey?
Loosey-goosey was a friend of my mother's.
That would be a great drag name.
That would be a good drag name, wouldn't it?
She'd have to do some sort of goose.
Yeah, and how did she get that name? That's what you'd want to
know. Well, I don't want to know. Tom, can I say something to you?
Yes?
I think your sanitizer looks like lube.
Oh my God, is that what it is?
I think it looks like lube.
I've been using lube, no wonder.
Slip, slaps up.
Yeah, I've been spreading it everywhere. I knew it wasn't rubbing in. I made some terrible noises on the bus.
I mean, it does, it looks like, it's in like the, that's like what a bottle of lube looks like.
Well, I'm told. A bottle of lube. Well, it's just a clear liquid, isn't it? But no, you wouldn't want it. This one is a very thin hand sanitizer. I'll show you why this one isn't like lube. Look, it's like, that's like water.
Oh, that's like water. Yeah, that is water.
Can you hear that, listener?
Yeah. I mean...
That's not a nice sound.
It's not a nice sound. It sounds like it could be something rude.
But not with that. Look, it's rubbed in straight away.
Okay, fine, fine. I just think it's something about the top of the bottle that looks like a nipple.
Oh, there is something slightly sort of phallic-shaped about this bottle. But it definitely says advanced hand sanitizer.
In brackets, lube.
Also, do not use hand sanitizer as a lube.
No, if that actually could be the one message that you get from like-minded friends.
We're always on hand to provide advice.
Absolutely.
It's not a lubricant for your personal needs nor for your car. It's
for none of those things.
It will do lots of damage. I mean, using it on a car, you'd soon see why it shouldn't be used anywhere else.
Okay, I'm not saying that you've got... I feel like you're being very defensive about having lube for hand sanitizer.
I mean...
For God's sake.
For God's sake, everybody thinks my hand sanitizer's lube. Imagine if it was like in one of those like really like... sexy bottles that they put it in. You know,
like with boobs.
Like with boobs or something. You know,
like the Jean-Paul Gaultier one.
Oh, is that lube?
No, it's perfume.
Oh, I was going to say.
I've bought my mum that.
I've been wearing that. I've been spraying that on myself every day. While I was sliding down the stairs. Jean-Paul Gaultier, who I once saw in Berlin. Wearing double denim. Looked like a very nice man.
Is he a nice man?
He looked like one, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, has there been some scandal?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
He seemed nice when I met him.
Did you say hello?
No, I might have smiled at him, but he seemed smiley.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Susie has got a lot of emails coming in today.
I mean, it's absolutely nonstop. It's Gaydio.
Want to speak to her? It's actually a very nice breakfast show. That
the Gaydio breakfast show.
Yes, you don't need to close your emails.
No, you're allowed to look at my emails. It's just annoying because you know, presumably, but if Gaydio is coming in,
goodness knows what else. Goodness only knows. And talking of lube, do you know what I've been suffering from this week, Susie?
Oh God, no. What?
Blocked ear.
Oh, no.
Earwax.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, really gross.
This podcast is for you to find a boyfriend.
Edition. Yeah, this is for me to find a boyfriend.
This podcast is you to find a boyfriend. You can't be talking about your waxy ear.
If they don't want me at my blocked ear, lubed up hand worst, then they can't have me at my...
Bake Off best.
Bake Off best. That's what I've always said to people. I've always said that.
What's up with your ear, then? What's up with your lug-o?
Well, I put in some Otex, And then I put in some olive oil. Then I put in some Dijon mustard. No, I
didn't. You thought about just putting a Hoover next to it?
I put in a Dyson next to it. Yeah, every 6 months or so I get it. I think it's because I listen to music all the time on my earphones.
Mm.
My headphones, as people used to say.
Did you have a cassette player?
Yes, I did. But
do you remember having a CD player and having to hold it very carefully?
Yes, it would skip.
Yeah.
Skip. Yeah, I remember that. And then I had one... had a CD Walkman that my dad bought me that was like that you had to hold flat when I was 10. It was a very special treat. And then I got another one when I was a grown-up, and I used to listen to CDs on the tube.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm,
CDs in a little plastic.
Did you have them in a little wallet? Yeah. Did you take that wallet around with you so you could change throughout the day?
Yes. It was either the Scissor Sisters or Amy Mann or... I can't remember what else I was
listening to. Music Theatre?
I don't know, because musical theatre has always been quite an expensive. It was always quite an expensive CD to buy.
Yes, that's very true.
Do you know? Does that sound like a silly thing to say?
No, because it'd be like double CD, wouldn't it? Because it'd be like, oh God, Act One, Act Two.
What did you have on your CD Walkman?
I would have had lots of musicals, and especially musicals that I was doing at the time.
Of course, you have to listen.
It would be stuff like Mr. Cinders, which is a one that no one's ever heard of.
Oh, I thought that was
It's like the Cinderella story backwards. I mean, back to front. So he's...
Oh, I think poor. I remember that. Yeah.
Me and My Girl.
Classic.
A classic. Carousel.
Oh, yeah.
Camelot.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever listened to Camelot. Sometimes
it's all very like... Da, 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 da.
Lovely voice you have, Sue.
Thank you for saying that, Tom. If there's any casting directors listening, I'm very available.
I'm sure they are.
As you know, huge fan on the casting directors.
A lot of casting directors love this. Love to watch this podcast. there was that style of, I want to say Kathleen Jenkins. No, not Kathleen Jenkins.
The one that was married to Andrew Lloyd Webber.
No, before that. Like, you know, like, the style of singing was so different back in the, 50s, where people would see.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that.
I can't remember her name. She was an opera singer. There'll be people screaming out at their television sets right now.
Yeah, but, at their TVs.
But the people would sing like this. And people thought it was wonderful. What a lovely voice.
Wonderful. He's got a lovely baritone.
Lovely baritone. Kathleen. Oh, it'll come to
Auntie
me.
Kathleen, I think you're thinking
Auntie
of.
Kathleen. I did have an Auntie Kathleen. Did you?
No.
Oh.
I feel like I knew that you did, though.
Oh, maybe. Great Auntie Kathleen.
Well, you know, I do go through your family's sort of ancestry quite regularly.
I know you do have the family tree on the wall. I bought it for you. Moving in yet.
Now, Tom, the thing that I want to talk to you about this week is the BAFTAs.
Oh, what do you want to know?
Dear listener, Tom hosted the backstage BAFTAs bit.
The backstage BAFTAs. The pre-show, actually, Suze.
But also you interviewed... Yeah, okay. So that was... The winners' interviews. Did you feel like you were Ant or Dec on...
I did.
Like I did. Britain's Got Talent or something?
I did feel like that, actually. It was in... I was in a basement room at Television Centre and people were put through on a Zoom call.
Right, okay. So Television Centre in West London.
In West London, White City. The one that used to be BBC Television Centre. The one where they used to do Live and Kicking.
For example.
And the studio is being used for the actual ceremony. And then I was in the basement doing the pre-show, which was really fun, talking to people about how you're feeling. And then speaking to the winners. And it was such a thrill.
I watched some of it online. It was very exciting.
Thanks for watching. It was quite intense. You know, like, I was quite nervous about speaking to Glenda Jackson, but she was She was lovely.
Yeah, she's the proper, like... Did you watch that thing, Elizabeth?
Yes, did you see it?
Is Elizabeth Is Missing?
Elizabeth Is Missing.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah,
very
harrowing.
Sad, though. Harrowing, just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But she didn't she win a BAFTA, like, 48 years ago?
Yes, it was, and 72, now she, yeah. Oh, you're good.
And now she's won another BAFTA.
All these years later.
All these years later.
And she said, I said, what made you go back into acting after?
So did she have a break?
Yeah, because she went into politics.
She was in Labour.
Labour and all that.
Right, okay.
And so she was in politics for about 23 years, she was saying. And then, and I said, well, what made you go back? She said, well, just a call came in. And I thought, all right, I'll do it. Thought, well,
that's the thing. If you wait for the phone to ring, eventually it will. Just 23 years and boom, there was
boom,
that
there
girl.
There it was. And look at her now. And Jared Harris, rather, who won the BAFTA for Chernobyl.
Oh, but yeah. He's brilliant.
He was in Mad... I first saw him in Mad Men. But he's been around for ages.
For years. Yeah, he's also in... He was also in something with Sarah Lancashire last year.
Was he?
I think so.
Sarah Lancashire.
She's a great British actress.
She, well, I don't know why she wasn't nominated. Just for being.
Just for being Sarah Lancashire.
Yeah. There should be the Sarah Lancashires.
So yeah. Did you feel like... So did you got picked up by a car, presumably?
Yes. They sent a nice car for me.
And did you feel quite excited?
So excited. It was 8 o'clock in the morning, though. So, no, yeah. 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God. And Tom, you don't like the mornings.
I'm not great in the mornings.
Yeah, I'm not saying... I'm not having any opinion on how you are in the morning. I'm just not, saying you don't
you
love are, them.
You could have an opinion. It would probably be right, just that I'm not that great in the mornings. But I couldn't sleep, but I still got... I had about 4 hours sleep with the adrenaline. And it was quite strange because there was no one... I mean, I've never...
So, wait, you got there at 7?
Got there about 8:30.
But weren't they in the evening?
And then, yeah, so the pre-show stuff we were doing all through the day...
That must have been exhausting.
It was quite intense, but it was fun. Like, really
so then
fun.
They put it out on Twitter a bit later.
And then they put it out on Twitter right. a bit later on all the channels, social media channels.
Because you spoke to, like,
Sean Clifford. Oh, my
who
goodness.
Who I love. So she's in Fleabag. She plays the sister in Fleabag
yeah.
with the pencil haircut.
Yeah.
And she's so great.
She was in the back of the garden somewhere.
At Phoebe Waller-Bridge's house, wasn't
which it? Which turned out was in... But it turned out wasn't Phoebe Waller-Bridge's house. It was someone they'd, like, friend, they said. I think they'd just broken in. which they were real scream, really lovely. And Sean's
did you
so
speak
nice.
To Phoebe as well?
So, yes, they're bubbling. And so Phoebe popped up on the call. And so she was there. And it was so nice. And it was such a nice... It sort of got me a bit welled up, really. It was such a nice message of, like... support for each other. And I said, Phoebe, it's so wonderful you supported your friend. You gave her a part in your show and now she's won a BAFTA. She said, yeah, but it's actually the other way around that she always supported me. And I thought that was lovely. You know,
yeah.
she was always there at my little gigs I was doing and when I was trying things out. And so Sean was actually always there and supported me. And I thought, oh, what a lovely thing to say.
Also, they've been friends for years, haven't they? And I love
yeah.
seeing that sort
yeah.
of real story as well. Of,
yeah.
of knowing that they've... That's been the mate that they've rung after not getting the audition.
Oh,
and when
yeah.
things aren't quite as good, it's
yeah.
nice when you know that people have
yeah.
that background as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, so many lovely moments like that. Mo Gilligan was lovely.
And he's such a nice
such
guy.
Such a sweet boy.
Such a lovely
such a
man.
Nice guy.
Yeah, I did Apollo the same night as him.
Oh, were you
on
the
only time we met. We weren't on the same show, but we were on the same night recording. And he's just so nice.
Oh,
and he's so good.
Yeah, such a good guy.
And, like, good at what he does.
Yeah, lovely.
Brilliant.
Lovely guy and just so nice. And he was so pleased. He didn't
I
expect
know,
to win.
He didn't expect to win. And then it was so gorgeous to see him
yeah.
so thrilled.
Yeah.
So it,
and all the other nominees were so warm as well about it. It was really, I think because it wasn't live, it meant that everybody was, oh, you know, not that they wouldn't be anyway, but I think it meant that they were very, everybody was made sure that they were, contributing and being positive to it.
And do you think if people are in their own houses, they're maybe like a bit more relaxed?
Mm. There's something about that, isn't there? That it's sort of more humanizing, I guess. And like Stephen Graham and Jodie Comer,
lovely. Yeah.
And like Stephen, like I said, oh, you dressed up for us, have you? Because I saw him like walking to the camera, and he said, well, yes, but also I've got my shorts on, and then he has like Liverpool shorts on. They were so sweet. There was a really like human, and I suppose that's it, isn't it? I suppose that's the whole thing about the lockdown. It sort of revealed that, in a really nice way, everybody's just human beings.
Yeah,
and,
totally.
You know, like it was celebrating. I think it did a really good job of celebrating the whole ceremony, as much as anything else. Celebrated the hard work of everybody, but it felt very normal. Everybody felt
yeah.
normal.
Yeah, well,
I think
because
that's good.
Yeah, because everyone was from their own homes, and everyone was.
Mm.
I don't know. I suppose that when you win something like that and then it's like, right, you're right on the camera. You've not got the moment to like hug someone, to take it in, to walk up to receive the award or whatever. You just get that sort of instant reaction.
There's not the expectation, I think, to sort of put on a bit of grandeur.
So did they have their BAFTAs or did they have them?
No, they didn't have any.
And it was the same with Jamie Dimitriou, who we've known from the circuit, and Natasha, his sister.
Yeah. Tasha's going to pop in at one point, but she didn't. But she's so lovely, and there's really so many lovely people out there. And I think that I forgot what I was going to say, but it was just really, really nice.
And
to see
Romesh,
everybody.
Our friend, our dear friend.
Yeah,
Romesh.
He didn't come through to us because we were only doing performance categories.
And it was his show that won.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, but it was great to see people being celebrated for stuff that they're good at.
Yeah, really, really nice, and. And like I say, everybody was just so sweet and just really, it just felt like a really nice occasion. Like, and I said to people, like, what are you doing afterwards? And like, Sean Clifford was like, oh, just going to order a pizza, sit in the garden. And then I said to Mo, what are you going to do afterwards? He said, oh, I've got to take the bins out. Just doing normal things. Which I thought was great.
It is great to see sort of people that we look up to and people whose work we enjoy being so normal. So
Glenda Jackson's going to go and have a glass of wine in the garden.
Good for her, actually. And you know what? Actually, good for her.
Yeah, good for her.
Good for her. Fair play, Glenda.
If she can't have a glass of wine, if I was Glenda Jackson, I'd be having a glass of wine in the garden all the time.
Well, that's got a lot to do with your drinking.
Drinking, it says a lot about me.
Would you like to be Glenda?
Coffee here.
I've just made Tom a coffee.
I get spoiled here. Would I like to what? Sorry.
Be Glenda Jackson.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. That's what I said to him.
Well, I'm so pleased that you had such a fun time.
Well, thank you so much for saying that. I mean, it was a lovely time, and it's still all available if people want to watch it on the social medias, BAFTA social media.
On BAFTA social media.
On BAFTA social media. Suze, what has your week been like?
Well, listen, Tom. It's been much the same as every other week this week, I've got to say. Actually, I was a bit more blue this week, if I'm honest. I was a bit more tail end of last week and the beginning of this week. I actually feel great today.
Oh, yeah.
But just felt a bit like, oh, God, this again. And had, you know, like having conversations. Yeah. Like, oh, my God, I have to listen to him again. I just sort of like the end of last week and the beginning of this week just felt a bit like, oh God, this again. And I am like moving my tour, of course, and doing all of that sort of thing. And so you just end up feeling a bit like, oh God, this is like never ending.
Yeah.
And, I'm sort of like writing on a few projects, which is great, but it's so different because you don't get to see. I think with stand-up, we're so used to putting something out there and immediately knowing if it's good or not.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
And I'm finding it really hard not having that instant response. But I don't think it's not sort of hampering me. I just think that encompassed with lots of other things. I don't know, it just made me a bit like, ugh. And also, I had a really bad hangover last week for one of the days as well. And that never helps. Because then I'll feel hungover for a day, but then I might feel like blue for the next day.
That's what I find with hangovers, is they make me feel blue.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Well, the only alcohol that's an upper is champagne and tequila.
Is that right?
You know that? Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Of the show, Kaylee Llewellyn, only drinks tequila. She has like a tequila and lemonade or something.
I thought you were going to say she only drinks champagne, which...
I mean, and why not? Why not? She's won a WAFTA.
She has,
She's got a Welsh BAFTA, so why not?
Well, that's interesting. I've often found I get quite hungover with champagne, though, I think because of the sugar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not saying it won't make you hungover, I'm just saying it's an upper.
It won't make you down. And I like tequila because it's quite a disgusting drink.
and you like it for that.
And I like it for that because it means you don't...
You don't drink too much of it.
You don't drink too much. Whereas everything else is like juice to me.
After all these years.
After all.
But I must say I'm feeling heaps better because my gym has opened.
Oh, yeah.
In a very socially distant way. They've been very good at my CrossFit gym where they've sort of squared out on the floor and you're not really allowed to leave your... They put everything you need in your square.
Oh, that's clever.
And then there's quite a lot of distance between you and the next square.
Is CrossFit's all quite body weight?
Kind, like barbells. like the big bars with a strong man, you know, sort of thing. Lots of that and pull-ups. And it's very hard. And I'm not awful at it, but I'm also not great at it. And
I'm sure you're great at it. You're doing it, which is more
but I really enjoy it.
Well, that's what
I feel great afterwards. And Alice and I have started getting together and we've become one of those dreadful gym couples.
No, that's lovely.
No, you'd hate it. If you didn't know me and you saw us and we were like, go on, Al. Yeah, babe, you could do it.
No, but you would be smiling with it. That's the only... It's when people don't smile. That's the thing.
Is that your problem if people don't smile at the gym?
With the world.
But oh, Tom.
I think as well, don't underestimate what... If you're feeling a bit blue, I think don't underestimate, like, the news and stuff. Like, somebody I was... reading their post yesterday, I can't remember, not their post in the door, but like, I was reading the mail.
Are you still doing that?
Yes, I've got to stop. It's so interesting. and they were saying how, actually don't watch the news, you know, 2 hours before bed, because he said it's never good news.
That's so true.
Of course, there are lots of things to be concerned about, but sometimes, like, if there was anything good, it's almost like they bury it.
Yeah,
you know what
of
I mean?
Course.
And it's just I think as well, it felt like things were starting to move forward and sort of get a bit more back to normal, and then they sort of gone, we've put the brake on, and Northwest has gone back into a lockdown, and Aberdeen is in a lockdown.
And that made me feel quite sort of sad and scared for sort of our friends that live up north, and like I know, I saw Kiri, Bridget McLean, and Rachel were saying about doing gigs at the Frog, and then that wasn't happening, and and I think like seeing gigs happening, even if you're not taking part in them, you sort of go, oh, our world's coming back, that's so exciting, but then... The brakes were immediately put on that again.
Yeah.
And you go, oh no, maybe they're not, maybe things are going to be on pause for a little bit longer. And it's not to say it will never come back, but I just think that this week, that made me a bit like, oh, okay.
Well, I feel like there could be a bit more direction for us.
Yeah.
As a world. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, well, where, not to get all...
Maudlin.
Not to get maudlin. And I don't think it's a bleak thing to say, but it kind of, I think people just need to know, like, well, what is the next thing we're aiming for?
Yeah, I think so. Or, like, even if it's like, look, we won't be able to go out into clubs and theatres until January. But just, if you could say, look, it's probably not going to be, if it's before January, it'll be a bonus. Then at least we could all go, oh, okay, well, we know now. Let's all do other things that are creative. But I think it's the... And I think a lot about, like, I've got friends that are in furlough. I'm sure listeners of the show have been in furlough or are unsure about sort of their job stability.
Yeah.
And I think it just is really tough to feel... To have that going on in your brain, but at the same time just trying to, like, live a normal life and do things or not do things. It just... I just feel like then it's always there, that work stuff. Or, like, especially if you're, like... worried about your finances, or it's just you just can't get away from it.
And I think that you know for a lot of it we've kind of gone, or this is me, but just like, okay, don't worry about it now, just get through this week.
Yes.
We're also getting through the week, and then it was Thursday and there'll be a review of it or whatever. Or there'll be every 3 weeks we have a review of it and we sort of get from week to week. And I think maybe they're just, I don't know, it's hard because I think we can only sort of push those feelings down for so long.
And all you've got that's keeping you going is reading other people's posts.
All I've got is that and my earwax problem, which of course nobody's talking about.
I mean, you are, but you just can't... Everyone's talking about it, but you can't hear it. That's the trouble. It's disgusting, actually.
Yeah, it's actually disgusting. Thank God for my lubricated hands. I need to lubricate them to reach through people's letterboxes.
I hope that's not too glum for any of the listeners. But yeah, I wonder if any of you have been feeling like that this week. Just a bit like...
Yeah.
Just a bit. And I think I was quite lucky because I was very good at the beginning of lockdown and was doing all my things.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think I'm actually feeling a lot better now towards the middle and the end of the week. And I've got a couple of nice things in at the weekend. I'm seeing a few friends in a very socially distanced way, which would be fabulous.
Mm.
So hopefully things will pick up a bit.
Yeah. And I think we've always said that, like, it's okay to be up and to be down.
Yeah, I think so,
you know, to have times of being down. That's, again, I think just because we're moving out of what the lockdown was in March and April, say, doesn't mean that we can't still have the same sort of feelings.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah. Well, maybe you're feeling like that as well. Or maybe, no, I've made you feel like that. And if that's the case, guys, I'm ever so sorry.
No, just go for a dance. Go for a run.
Go for a dance. Go for a run. Go to a CrossFit class if you can.
If you can. Do a bit of yoga online.
Sure. Why not? And I guess we'll see you next week.
We would love to see you next week. Thanks to all the casting directors who've been tuning in.
And yeah, we're very excited about what casting we're going to get.
Super excited about those.
Can't wait for Joel. I just said Joel because that's the name of our producer. I can see it on the screen. Can't wait for Tom, rather, to be getting some earwax commercials.
I'm really looking forward to it, OTX. Just get in touch.
Reach out.
Ear for you.
Oh, very
there
good.
There you go. We're still having fun. We're always having fun.
All right, then. Bye.
All right, bye for now. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.